3, 2, 1. Welcome everybody to the PVO show. This is your man DLP Prince. We are shooting live right now, also on Twitch. And we're doing our live episode, man. We're gonna do our live recording today. Last night, there was a lot of things going on. There was Bound for Glory, was yesterday, as well as another Saturday night episode of AEW Dynamite. Just finished skimming through Bound for Glory, and then I definitely watched AEW technically after AEW had aired. But I'm always happy with everything that happens at AEW. Nothing is ever perfect. A lot of people were grumbling about Cody Rhodes and Malachi Black, but I knew there were some people that would be a little bit upset. Cody kind of tries his best to pull out, you know, some stops for his matches, you know, making sure that there's blood, making sure that there, you know, it gets, you know, it's entertaining. He tries to put on a really good show, and I guess the reaction back with some people is that, you know, he's they just feel that he's mid. They don't really know how to feel about his character. So I feel like maybe Cody needs to take a break and maybe like rework on himself. Maybe since people still can't take on him, because some people, you know, now they just boo whenever he comes out. And it's, you know, it's okay. I've always been a Cody fan. I don't mind what he does. You know, he did a good job when he brought in the TNT title, gave it some recognition, tried to build the prestige up for it with the open challenge and everything like that. So, you know, he did the best he could. There's nothing wrong with that. But everybody's like, oh, well, you know, he's just mid. Well, he wants to technically stay away from your main title so that he gives the opportunity, you know, the right opportunity for the people that deserve it. And that's the way he's looking at it. You know, like, he's one of the presidents of the company, but he's also trying to find a way to, you know, get in where he can fit in without, you know, ruining somebody else's chance, because, you know, he's the boss as well. He's one of those bosses. He's an executive. And then if he took all the titles, you know, everybody would be pissed. You know, you can never please anybody. So he's just trying to, like I said, trying to fit in where he can get in. That's all. But I thought Dynamite was great. I had, you know, saying I always have fun watching Dynamite. You know, and it's been built, you know, they're still doing more build up. The promos in the back, you got Leo Rush and Dante Martin. They're gonna be a tag team soon. So can't wait to see when we finally do get to see Leo Rush's debut. Oh, his in-ring work. The only time everybody saw him in AEW was when he came in to buy it and he was hurt. So, can't wait to see him when he comes in fresh. And it'll be tag team-wise. Now, I do have to say that I do feel that Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page as Man of the Year, they need to split that up. Scorpio Sky needs to go and be a singles competitor. You know, bring in one of those MMA guys to be a tag team partner for Ethan Page if you want. But I really would like to see Scorpio Sky just go ahead and just be a singles competitor. He's done the tag team shit already. He's been a, you know, tag team champion. He needs to go singles. You know, I know they've been trying to work him in with, you know, Men of the Year. But I just feel like it would be better if he was a singles competitor. And Dan's got that heat. Dan Lambert's got the heat. Anytime he starts talking, people can't stand anything that's coming out of his mouth. You know, saying, and they start going at it. So it was interesting. We're all gonna get. They're working on a feud for the Dark Order is gonna be going up against the Elite again. So we're gonna get that again. We also saw Hangman Page do a promo with them. So there's still some buddy buddy with Hangman Page and the Dark Order, and that's good to see. That's cool. You know, we didn't know if they was ending that completely. But it's good to see that, you know, if they need, you know, say that if he needed their back, you know, like, they would be there. So, I don't know. It's cool. Bound for Glory? My God. Bound for Glory Trey Miguel is a fucking superstar. That kid is going places, man. Talented, talented, talented kid. Everybody in that match, that was the match that stole the night. The X Division title match with Trey Miguel, El Phantasmo, and this kid, Steve Macklin, that they have very talented, and all of them have very different styles. And each one complemented each other very well in this match. It was very good to see. It was awesome. It was just great from start to finish. Trey Miguel's the new champion. He won that title. I think they had like, I guess like a you know, not a buy-in, but they had like something like a pre-show or something because Jordynne Grace won her digital media championship, I guess, before Bound for Glory. So she's the champion, but that was a match that was before, I guess, Bound for Glory actually started. So I thought that would have been on the pay-per-view, but it wasn't. She's talented. I don't know how I feel about that digital media championship, but hey, it's something that they're going with. It could be interesting. They had a choose your shot gauntlet match that they did. Moose. Moose won won that gauntlet match. He was the last man. He beat Matt Cardona, so like that was cool. That set up some things. Then they had Deanna Perreza versus Mickie James. Of course, she retained, but Mickie James put on a good show. She's a good working veteran, and they had a solid match. Then you move on because they had some other matches in there, but I was just skimming through. And your main event match, Christian Cage versus Josh Alexander, and Impact has really been doing a lot of stuff with Josh Alexander, and he was able to pull out the win after saying a really hard fought like back and forth match, saying put on the stops. Well, he's got the ankle lock that he did, saying he did a really good job, showing how devastating that move can be when you like isolate your opponent in the middle of the ring and make sure they can't get nowhere else, they can't escape, and it's just you and them, and you sitting there snapping that ankle. Yeah, makes that belief, gives it belief, makes it feel like it's, like it really happened, and like you really torquing it. He did a good job, and Christian Cage couldn't withstand it, tapped out, and everybody was all, saying all emotional. This set up something really good, and I love to see this. You don't really get to see this a lot. Everybody was all emotional and happy for him. His wife was there. His little kid came out. Saying he's giving them two hugs and stuff like that. And then out of nowhere, Moose shows up with his trophy and says, "I'm cashing in." They go ahead and they ring the bell. Josh Alexander gets his family backed up out of the way a little bit. Comes in with the spear. Moose is now your new Impact World Heavyweight Champion, and Josh Alexander's kid is standing over him crying like, "Oh my God, my dad just lost." And I'm just like, that is the greatest fucking thing on the planet. Fuck them kids. Fuck them kids. That is the greatest thing ever. For them to set that up, I thought that was great. Moose is now your Impact Champion. He's gonna have and some people have been asking for him, saying they've been wanting to see a really good reign with Moose. Moose is a really big, saying he's a talented guy. He's a really, really big worker for Impact Wrestling. So it'll be good to see him get a solid reign. And hopefully that goes well for him, because I thought that was cool that they set that up like that. That's the way it went off and it ended. Yeah, it's your final main event, hard fought main event match. And then you ended with Moose coming in and cashing in right after he won his hard fought match early in the night. I thought that's a good finish. It was, really fucked up, an emotional moment. Just great. Great job, Impact. Y'all did a good job with that. And apparently there was no Titan. So the thing with wrestling, you never can really believe some of these false reports that come out there. You never can really trust them. A lot of times, sometimes, truly, they'll be fake. do something. I'm gonna look something up. I'm gonna look up everybody that was on a little bit easier to look this up. I should go to them. Told you guys the other day that tournament bracket that they have looks really, really, really good. Just wanted to get a list of everything that they just did. Don't look like I'm gonna be able to find all of that. But last night we had Bryan Danielson versus Dustin Rhodes to start off the night, and that match was absolutely amazing. I knew that that match was gonna go down to it. I knew that Dustin was gonna pull out a really good fucking match, and I mean they really, really pulled out a good match. And the way it even ended also was just like, you know, was still, you just felt like, okay, I'm not upset with that ending. You know what I mean? Like no one, like, you know, saying use their finisher to finish it out. Bryan Danielson had to actually, he had to finish it out with, you know, saying with just a submission move that he could just take him out. You know, I like that they've been doing that. Not all the time do you need to hit your finisher, and they've at least been doing that with him. You know, and he's been doing stuff like that, like the cattle mutilation and, you know, saying even this finisher that he used to finish out Dustin Rhodes was not his usual submission finisher, but it's in his arsenal and he has it if he needs it, and he can win with it. I like that. Not all the wrestlers do they do that with, only certain people. Last night, you also still had the storytelling of Pac and Andrade while Malakai Black was having his match. Because you've seen Andrade come out there and mess with him a little bit. So that was good. And like I said, I had no problems with the Malakai match. You know, they let, you know, even though he lost, you know, even though he lost, it's fine. I did not care for Jungle Boy's little bullshit match, but I'm okay with the fact that it's still just story progression. And you know, once Jungle Boy was done with his match with Brandon, you know, they brought out the Elite again to, you know, come and mess with him. So I'm still cool with the fact that they're still messing with him and toying with him, and they still got that story going. And you're gonna have, and they have a couple of different like storylines that they have. So there might be something really big with a lot of people from the roster with the Elite, because the Elite is pissing off a lot of people. And they got plenty of people that's got some heat against them. You have the Dark Order and you have Jungle Boy, saying Luchasaurus, Christian Cage, Karen, Frankie Kazarian, like a lot of them, they all cannot stand the Elite. So they got a lot of people that's got heat on them. Let's see, Lance. Lance had his elimination match up against Eddie Kingston. That one was not a lights out match, actually. It could have been a lot better, but Lance ended up getting injured, so they had to finish it the best way that they could. That match could have been a lot better if it had another, like a better setting up, but I did like some of the stuff that they did, though. Like some of the stuff that they set up into it was still good. Because Lance is, he's a good worker, man. He's a really good worker. Saying hell of a guy too. Let's see, what else? What else? What else? Oh, Bobby Fish. Now we've talked about the heel, and the face thing. I usually don't care for it because I don't really need people to be a bad guy and be a good guy to wrestle, but this was one of those spots where Bobby Fish was going to go ahead and assert himself as a heel. He came out there and had a little quick match, took his guy out real quick, and then he decided to go ahead and beat the crap out of him, saying pound on him and beat him up some more. That was for building his character. Now that he's already had a couple of matches in and whatnot, now they're gonna assert him in and give him a storyline finally. So what we'll be seeing soon is we'll be seeing Bobby Fish versus CM Punk in some capacity. CM Punk came out at the end of that match after he was touring with him. Saying, and he came out and was like, "Hey, it was going on." So I can't wait for that. I think that's good. Bobby Fish is gonna go. He's gonna go bad. They're gonna at least give somebody that's legit that can finally go ahead and give CM Punk a real test. Because CM Punk has been working with these young guys, and now you have saying now you got a guy like Bobby Fish. And they've been actually letting Bobby Fish look legit. I'm loving that. He doesn't have to come back and do tag team wrestling. He doesn't have to come back and necessarily be, just some jobber or whatever it is. He can actually come and, saying be, saying one of the next superstars that they have. And that's already they're giving him spotlight by letting him get performances and stuff like that on Dynamite, and I'm all for it, man. Like do it, man. He's talented. He's good. So you just if you're gonna spend the money on him, hey, use him. And that's what we're getting. That's what we're getting, and we love it. We all love it, man. Ty Conti and Anna Jay, saying still got their thing going on. I'm still, like I said, I'm loving everything that they've been doing with that. They keep on, saying they keep on pissing off Britt. I love it. It's all good. It's all good stuff. So we can't wait for the tournament to start. To go on with them. That's gonna be really good. All the ladies that's gonna be involved in that tournament. You got all the buys and everything like that. And I think, yeah, we had our first. And our first person, Ruby. Ruby is now move. Ruby won her match. Almost forgot about that. That's I was wondering. I was like wondering if I was forgetting somebody. And Ruby had her match with Penelope Ford. And of course, the bunny came out and tried to mess with her. Red Velvet came out to give her a hand. I'm really excited to see what they're gonna do. Are they gonna let Ruby be one of the finalists? I know in some capacity Jade should be your finalist. Jade should be one of your finalists, unless they decide to go with someone else. But for the most part, I want to say they're gonna Jade is gonna be in that finals picture, and it's just who's gonna be in the final with her. That's gonna be the question, because I think if you're gonna put that title on somebody, she's definitely the perfect person to put that title on. and then let her get her work in. You know what I mean? Let she still got some ways to go, but as of right now, she's got the look. You know, saying she's got that prestige right now, building up with her name. She comes out, she's a, you know, saying she's a star. You know what I mean? Like, I'm loving it. So like, we'll see what happens, because I'm a huge Thunder Rosa fan. Would have been great to see Big Swole involved in this. I'm a huge Swole fan, but Swole's got she's got a disease that sometimes keeps her out. So luckily they let Big Swole do her thing in her due time when she can do it, and then she has her downtime. But she's also working with other promotions as well, other small promotions, and she's a champion somewhere else. So it's good that, you know, Big Swole is still out there wrestling and doing other things, even though she's not able to, you know, do some stuff at AEW. That's really all, man. I gotta catch up on some sleep. But I just want to recap everybody on all the wrestling that they had last night. And it was really good. Dynamite was good. Bound for Glory was entertaining. So if you guys haven't caught up on that, y'all make sure that y'all do. Rampage, we talked about the other day on the podcast, and that was also really, really, really good. Seeing Andrade versus the Bastard Pac. They did their rematch, and it was really, really good. You know, two guys are getting that superstar status, especially with Andrade out here looking like a star. Everybody has been talking about Charlotte Flair. There's nothing but rumors that is out there. So I'm taking a lot of things with a grain of salt, but I will say, as a fan, if, you know, WWE fucks up and allows her to leave, I would be ecstatic for her. That woman is going to be able to make a name for herself. They can go ahead and try to scare her with the, you know, you're unworkable. That is definitely something that gets used a lot with certain wrestlers, especially when they've worked with WWE and then they're on their way out leaving. There's a bunch of people that always go around saying, this person is hard to work with. I wanted to do something about Lio Rush about a week ago. I was looking why was there so many people that had something bad to say? And questionably, and this really did bother me, it was always only white people that had something to say bad about him. And to come find out, the reason why he was getting a lot of bad rep is because there was a report Mark Henry and him was having beef because, they tried that frat boy shit. Lio Rush told him, you know, ain't nothing wrong with your arms. Ain't nothing wrong with your arms or your legs. You can pick up your own bag and you can carry your own bag. And the good old boy stance and, you know, saying in wrestling, the good old boy stance is they do shit like that. When you're the rookie and you're the new person, you need, they want you to carry their wrestling gear and stuff like that. They want you to, walk around and do stuff like that. And a lot of people are not for that. I know that I'm a grown ass man. If I was on your side trying to mentor some young guys, that's not even remotely something that I'm gonna start off with. Here, hold my bags. Just cause some dumbasses did that shit to you when you was grown, you know, saying getting into the business, it doesn't mean that's something that you gotta continue. That doesn't make your fucking matches better. That ain't got nothing to do with matches and entertaining people. That's your ego in the back in the freaking locker room. That's because that's what the ignorant assholes taught you back in the day. And I'm kind of, you know, I was disrespected by that because I know that if I was in Lio Rush's shoes, I guess I would have had a bunch of white people telling me that I also was, an unworkable person to work with, because you think you're going to bring that good old boy shit with me, whether you black, white, or whatever. I'm going to call you out on it. You know, Mark Henry, he got raised in wrestling with all the good old boys. So that's what he came up with. He came up with that shit. They taught him how to act like that. So that's what he wanted to try and return the favor to a young brother like that. You know what I'm saying? It's shit like that. And Mark Henry's been called out for some other shit too, because on the Busted Open podcast, him and Bully Ray were bragging about this this good old boy shit, where Bully Ray basically was talking about how, like, when he was getting started, there was a guy that literally beat the living shit out of him in a mat, you know, saying in the ring, you know, after they had, like, you know, one little quick little talk, and then they got in the ring, dude beat the shit out of him. He said, well, you know, that really humbled me. What the hell did that humble you for? Like, for what? And you want to continue this? Like, what? I was listening to that, and I was sitting there thinking to myself, he goes, well, it helped me. And I'm like, what did it help? Like, what on earth did that shit help? You know, if you had of like tucked your shit in, you know, saying they left, I guess all of them would have called you a quitter, you know, or a little bitch. But like, don't none of that have anything to do with entertaining people. That is frat boy shit. And there's nothing to be, there's nothing to fucking brag about. It ain't nothing to smile about. That's some bullshit. I'm really glad I didn't get into wrestling. You know, if that was the crap that I was going to have to deal with, because I've heard one of my best friends talk about, you know, like when he got into wrestling, you know, the stuff that, you know, he had to put up with, you know, he felt for it. Like he literally was falling for that shit. They had him really thinking, yeah, this is the only way that you should, you know, introduce others to the wrestling business just by, you know, by doing this. I'm like, you know, that good old boy shit is probably one of the same reasons why you had a lot of how the meet there was a wrestling Me Too movement of women talking about all the harassment and all the shit that had been going on. That's all locked up within that good boy mentality where, you know, shh, hush, we did what we did to that girl, don't say nothing. That, like, all of that, that mentality mixed in together, like, just throw that shit away, man. Throw that shit away. So, if you've heard anything about Leo Rush being an unworkable person, the kid's 26 years old. He ain't done shit to nobody. He, you know, saying his ego that he has, there's nothing wrong with his ego compared to a lot of other guys in the business. There ain't nothing wrong with his ego. He's confident in himself, and there's nothing wrong with being confident. As far as the retiring, there's a lot of white people that joke about him with a couple of retirings that he's had. He's, you know, saying he's young. Okay, he's not he's not some 50-year-old guy. He, you know, saying he's part of this new generation, but at the same time, you know, your head fucks with you and plays mind games with you. So if he's around a toxic environment, you know, for him mentally, if that's what he needs to do is to get out of that, and the only way he feels that he can do that is by retiring, then so be it. But I've seen people not wanting to support, support that. And instead, there was a bunch of white people that just make fun of him anytime they see Leo Rush's name. They're like, they're like, oh, what's he gonna do? Retire so he can continue that rap career of his. It's like, you know, like, y'all, you really sound ignorant right now. I just want you to know, you sound really ignorant right now. Trying to compare him to H had his own, he had his own things going on there mentally. I hope everything has worked out with H. Cause that guy was definitely going places, and then with all the stuff, the rumors and everything about him in the background with the, you know, with the incident that happened with the t-shirt, all of that just went downhill. And then come to find out there was some stuff where, you know, like maybe he could have, you know, saying he made the shit up, you know, there's always he said, she said, stuff like that, that happens in wrestling. Cause you can never really confirm everything that's going on. Cause a lot of stuff has to be hush hush. But, Leo Rush, I can't wait to see him debut with Dante Martin as a tag team. That's going to be really good to see. Hopefully, Masvidal's not going anywhere. We still get to see him in some capacity. The kid, that guy is, you know, saying he needs to be seen more because that CM Punk match was really good. Can't wait to see what happens in the future. They do got some stuff that's going on. But if you guys didn't check out Dynamite, y'all make sure y'all do when y'all can. Same thing with Bound for Glory. You know, saying give Bound for Glory a shot. Impact, they do still put on really good stuff. Okay, guys, until next time, man. You know, like I always say here, man, I love y'all. And keep on sharing. Keep on spreading the word of mouth. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitch, you know, get all my socials off of my Twitch account. Y'all can see me there. DOP the Prince, Nerd Rage. All right, guys, until next time, love y'all.